Because in college, everyone scores. You're wired into the longest-running college fantasy football podcast in the country, Blitz Radio from Fantasy College Blitz. And now, the founder of Fantasy College Blitz, Vince Mullins.
Welcome back, all you sick, twisted college football freaks. This is Vince Mullins on the Blitz podcast, Blitz Radio, here on FantasyCollegeBlitz.com. Kind of breaking our usual format, normally all things fantasy, all things poll-related. But for some unknown reason, this matchup of Wisconsin at Michigan State, whether you think it's a preseason or a precursor to the Big Ten Championship or what have you, there's something about two big, old-school physical teams going at one another. I thought it was worthy of its own podcast. And who better to be the guest than our own Big Ten correspondent? Checking in from non-Big Ten country, he is Mike Ware from somewhere in the state of Texas. We will withhold his exact location for his own safety. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
Tremendous. Hey, thanks you for doing all the work and following the Big Ten this year. It's been some great tips. I know more than once I have used a couple of your notes to take advantage of the secondary market that exists for college football futures, and it has been very profitable for me, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm glad somebody's making some money off of it.
Touché. All right, I'll make sure to send a tip at Christmas time, I promise.
Excellent.
Inter-office meal. All right, so where to start? I mean, are you as geeked up about this matchup as I am? Two I-formation physical teams? It's almost like an NFL matchup. I'm just really excited about this, more so than the usual game.
Yes, this is the marquee matchup the Big Ten has been hoping for. And I think you got two top 25 ranked teams head-to-head, prime time. It doesn't get any better. It's competing with the World Series, but Big Ten fans are going to tune in.
It's competing with what?
There's a baseball game going on down here in Texas right now. Now you may have heard of them, the World Series.
I've heard of baseball. Yeah, this time of year, it just doesn't seem to exist.
North Texas fans are a little worked up over the baseball, so I had to throw that out there for them.
Well, of course, and they should be, but they weren't supposed to be in the World Series either, right?
No, but
let's focus on fans of Big Ten football. I mean, there are so many angles. I mean, the names we all know from fantasy, like Russell Wilson, Nick Toon, who's trying to get over his injury. And on Michigan State, I guess the only fantasy guy there of any note is B.J. Cunningham, but there's probably as good a defensive talent in this game as probably any matchup this season in college football, don't you think?
Absolutely. Michigan State has one of the best defenses in the Big Ten, if not the best. Wisconsin, probably the other defense that's going to be the best out there.
Well, they are the two top-rated in the Big Ten according to our official Blitz Index rankings. You know, Wisconsin number 2 in the nation, Michigan State number 7. And just as a reminder, you know, I post that just about every earlier in the week, kind of an equal weighted rankings of yards per point, yards per play allowed, and also points per game. So I can't say either team's had a tremendously difficult schedule, but, you know, they've played exceptionally well given the hand they've been dealt.
Absolutely.
Do you think that the fact that Wisconsin is 6-0 and Michigan State is 5-1, does that matter? Or how long ago did Michigan State, do they care they lost to Notre Dame at this point?
I don't think Michigan State really cares that they lost to Notre Dame. I think Wisconsin cares that their last loss was to Michigan State last year, their lone loss in 2010. I think that's going to be in the back of their mind. It's going to be something they're going to try to come out and make sure does not happen to them in 2011. They do not want to have Michigan State be the one team that keeps them out or shows up in the loss column.
Now, that game was at Michigan State last year, and this one's at East Lansing again at night. Kind of odd that they're playing back-to-back in East Lansing. They usually alternate, don't you think? Or is that because of the Big 12 expansion stuff?
That is due to the expansion. But it is odd that it's back-to-back, but due to the expansion, it's just the way it fell this year.
Let's see. So at Michigan State, that was when Wisconsin was 11th in the nation. Michigan State was 24th. Important to note that Michigan State was a one-point dog and won by 10. this year. I know you like to put your scores up. What? And I posted your Big Ten preview early this morning on Friday. But a quick synopsis of what you're expecting to see. Is it much different than what Vegas is expecting, a 28-21 Wisconsin victory?
Not much different than that. I'm going to say probably a little bit higher scoring affair. I think the defenses are going to be the marquee matchup everybody's looking to focus on, and I think the offenses are going to shine in this game. I think it's going to be probably a 50-plus score in this game combined. So I think the offenses are going to come out. They're going to put a lot of points on the board. The defenses are going to have their hands full.
You had said in your you called Wisconsin 33-27. So, as you said, you are taking the over in this one.
Absolutely.
All right. What things should we watch for? We've got the injury on the side. How much does Nick Toon's injury affect Wisconsin? How much does William Golston being suspended for a game for, quote, unnecessary roughness, end quote? How much does that affect Michigan State?
I think it's going to have more of an impact with the suspension for Michigan State than an injury for Toon in Wisconsin. Goldston is an anchor on that defense. Michigan State, the heart and soul is the defense. Their offense has been good to date so far this year, but has really struggled at times. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins is just not completing the ball the way he has last year. Edwin Baker is just not running like he did last year either. And the accuracy, passing efficiency is down. So the defense is really carrying the team so far this year. Yes. On the other hand, mm-hmm. Wisconsin is just doing everything right on offense. They're hitting everything. Russell Wilson has come in. He's been a spark for this team. He's got 14 touchdown passes and one interception. It's just unbelievable what he's been able to come in and do. And then you look at those running backs averaging over 6 yards per carry between Monty Ball and James White. It's just going to be tough for the Michigan State defense to contain those two.
No doubt about it. And then Jake Aberderis, pretty effective receiver as well for Wisconsin.
Absolutely. If Nick Toon's got an injury, Aberderis is going to be a threat as well to deal with.
So, final thought I wanted to go over, and this one's been kind of, I've got a couple of emails on this from readers, as it's pretty clear, you know, we're both kind of expecting Wisconsin to win pretty handily, even on the road. But this one's kind of related to Michigan State. Did you notice that on the BCS initial polls, that if you just looked at the computer rankings for Michigan and Michigan State, that five of the computers had Michigan higher than Michigan State, despite the head-to-head win the week before? You may have heard from being around the site for a while, I am a fan of the BCS because I don't know that there's any better solution, but I bet you have some thoughts on the computers and everything else related to the BCS and this team.
I did see that. I laughed when I saw that. I couldn't believe it, but the computer seems to think that Michigan State, I guess, had a softer schedule than Michigan. I'm not really sure how soft the schedule could be to get Michigan ranked higher after Michigan lost to Michigan State, but somehow the BCS computer cranks out that number and Michigan's ranked higher.
Let's take a look. Let's see. The Michigan State's best win, besides Michigan, gosh, I'm going to have to say it was at Ohio State 10-7.
Yes.
Which is pretty good. But remember, they played Youngstown State, Florida Atlantic, at Notre Dame, they lost, and then crushed Central Michigan. So
yes.
That's not a great CV.
No.
Let me look at Michigan. I believe Michigan beat Notre Dame again.
They did.
A pretty good San Diego State team. Crushed Minnesota, which probably helped. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that was a 58-0 blowout. So.
Yeah, it's a little tougher schedule. It's a little tougher schedule, but not much. I'm with you.
No.
It's interesting to me because the computers are there, so you don't have to deal with head-to-head matchups only, right?
Right.
It's designed to find out how, you know, like opponents of like opponents, you know, actually bring some depth to the analysis. It didn't work me up as much as seemed a lot of other people, but then again, getting worked up seems to be the thing of the year.
Yes, well, you know, Michigan State seems to have that little brother complex still.
Yeah.
from a few years ago. So
that's a good point.
And maybe they're still dealing with that.
Perhaps they are. But any before we sign off, I mean, you know, or I'd love to meet you at midfield and shake hands, but I'm afraid a fight will start out.
Right.
You know, along those same lines. But anything else we need to be looking at for this Wisconsin-Michigan State battle of the week?
I think you can enjoy this one because I think we'll see it again on December 3rd. It's that good of a matchup. These teams are both heading to Indianapolis, I think, in December.
All right, December 3rd. Mark your calendars. That is the new B1G. I'm kind of afraid to call it the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Because there are more than 10, but let's not get into that. But, yeah, December 3rd, big matchup at the – I assume that is at the Lucas Oil Dome.
Correct.
Excellent. Well, I hope to check back in with you on your views on the B1G before then.
All right.
Mike, thanks for keeping us up to date with everything going on in the Big Ten. Ladies and gentlemen, he's Mike Ware. He's our Big Ten analyst here at Fantasy College Blitz. And on that note, I'm going to sign off because it's Friday night. There's games on. And I have a nice pumpkin ale waiting for me, Mike. So I wish you the finest of times tonight and tomorrow as well. Enjoy that game.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right. Cheers. Salud. And everybody out there listening, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time.
'Cause I